closet opens for me. She know I get paid, but she don't need nothing from me. She'll fly your bitch to the city just for some cutty. Make her say that she love me. You gon' always see her pull up in that new, new. And she walk right in. You wanna talk about it, let's talk about it then. You hatin' bitches can never. She got 50 business endeavors. If I Gucci out the shoes, she just might Fendi the sweater.
See the way you show now, girl, I can't tame you. I can't blame you. Yeah, you know the way to pose. You know your angle. Oh, I can't tame you. I can't change you.
Internationally known on this microphone. Holyfield, Ross Craig, we at Tyson's though. Lonely nights, I'm alright, I can vibe alone. So don't be tired, I'm quiet, no inquiring though. I know your angles, way back then, show your bracelet. Cartier stacking for days, look like Thanos. You saying the universe ain't grateful. I put infinity stones on all your fingers. Generous when I got feelings for who I got. Feelings for when I'm not feeling you, girl, I'm not dealing with other feelings. I feel that you fear a lot. Cause I be in my feelings, I'm giving you what I've got. Maybe I'm on your page, maybe I got your heart. Maybe I can't love you cause I don't know where to stop. And chasing your potential ain't enough. I guess I am what I am, but you are who you was, what's up?
See the way you show now, girl, I can't tame you. I can't blame you, yeah. You know the way to pose. You know your angle. Oh, I can't tame you.
You look good, girl.
Good.
Okay, this energy's giving me sex symbol. Pose for me, girl, I think I'm the best with you. Pose for me more, I think you're the best for me. Now post when I'm done and credit your ex. Yeah.
I know it's late, baby, I can't focus. I just flew in and down today and hoping that you notice. Did you notice? I just posted my landing. Wondering if the same old understanding stands. I knew you got work pretty early. I'd be around by 3:30. Usually you're done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride. Don't say a word, no girl, don't you
Yes, 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 yes. The first lady of the morning detour has finally entered the building. The hair is looking right. Cisco will be jealous of you. You're not saying nothing on the mic. She's getting her camera ready, getting situated.
You just called me Cisco.
No, I didn't call you Cisco. I said Cisco will be jealous of you.
I don't like that one.
You are trying to look for shade being thrown your way.
Because there is shade.
No, I'll never throw shade.
He is the shadiest person I know.
What? Yo, that's really hurtful.
What?
That's hurtful. I'm not shady.
Yes, you are shady. You are a shady person.
You make it seem like it's all this innuendos. Like, what do you mean? Like, see, now you got to break it down. You make people think I'm a bad person now. What do you mean by I'm shady?
You are shady.
But define, okay, what's shady to you?
Shady is being like throwing like little jabs, you know, trying to be discreet with it.
Oh boy.
Read between the lines.
A woman's intuition, boy. You can't beat that. So Montreal, my city, Lolo's in the building. Lolo, how has the last 7 days been for you?
The last 7 days has been busy. I've been working. I worked at the women's show last weekend. What was that different like? It was very different than the previous years. I'll say that.
Was the women's show?
Yeah. Huh. So, like, anybody could go in, vax, unvax, but to sit down and eat, they treat it like a restaurant. So I felt bad because there was, like, older people there that weren't vaccinated, and I wasn't allowed to let them sit down. So to me, like, it was just crazy, and it was very different.
Yeah, man, it's a different world, man. The vibes is different. But Montreal, my city, let's kick off with some local and international news. You know how this is going to go. So federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Here's what we know and what we don't. So proof of COVID-19 vaccination will be required by no later than the end of October for all employees in Canada's federally regulated workplaces. Lorena, everybody! Mm-hmm. And by mid-November, enforcement measures in place will make sure the requirement is implemented. So not only are they mandating this, when I go further down this article, you hear these fines are getting ridiculous now. They want everybody to be poor. So the official announcement came from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday and included mandatory vaccination for travel within Canada. Since making the promise to do so back in August, Treasury Board officials have been sketching out specifics of the plan with unions, including holding discussions and consequences for workers who refuse vaccinations. So starting October 30th, the new policy requires vaccinations for anyone 12 years old or older wishing to board a plane or a train. So starting October 30th, the new policy requires vaccinations for anyone 12 years or older wishing to board a plane or a train in Canada, barring narrow medical exceptions.
That's crazy.
This is wild, man. This boy.
It's really crazy. But I think it's going to go even further than that. If that doesn't like get to 100% for...
Well, listen. If you can't move, yo, shout out to the homies on the block, man. DG. You got all these guys. These guys got up early like we in the islands. So this is not specific to federal employees. It includes all passengers flying on domestic, trans-border, or international flights departing from airports in Canada and real passengers on Via Rail and Rocky Mountaineer trains. I've never been on Rocky Mountaineer trains.
Neither have I.
Where is that leading us to? Does that take us to Nunavut?
I don't think so, but maybe it's probably like out west.
Even the marine passengers, Lorena. Marine passengers and on non-essential passengers vessels like cruise ships or voyages extended 24 hours or more must also be vaccinated. Land, train, or sea. Boy, this is not what I thought Thomas the Train was going to be like.
I don't know. I listened to it on the news. I thought it was crazy. But I feel like if this doesn't work, if this doesn't push everybody to be vaccinated, I feel like there's going to be more measures put in place.
Trudeau says, testing will no longer be an option before boarding. We done with all of that.
Wait, so no, there's no testing at all, even for people that are vaccinated?
There'll be no longer... No, he said, no. For the vast majority of people, the rules are very simple. You continue to travel, you've got to be vaccinated.
But what if somebody's vaccinated but they have COVID?
Well, you can't travel if you have COVID.
You need to get tested in order to know that.
See, Trudeau got to come on the show and explain this. I don't know how you could put in place mandates that's going to affect everybody nationally and it'd be so convoluted, right? So the new mandate affects more than 267,000 core public service and RCMP workers and includes even those who work from home and outside of Canada. They'll be required to provide an attestation of their COVID-19 vaccine status online, which will be tracked and audited by departments. So those who falsify information or otherwise fail to comply with the new federal vaccine policy are likely to face fines. Transport Canada will monitor compliance by means of inspections and enforcement tools. So even if you work from home, they're basically saying they're going to come home and check you. you're going to have to send like this proof that you have it.
I don't get that.
Well, they want to make sure everybody's vaccinated. If you're working for the federal government, you work from home, they want to make sure everybody's on it. So railway companies can face fines up to $250,000 per violation per day under the Railway Safety Act. In the air sector, travelers or employees can be fined up to $5,000 per violation under the Aeronautics Act, while operators can be looking at $25,000 in fines per violation. Here we are. It's our new reality, man. It's a different world, man. Might be soon time to pack it up, go live in the woods. I don't have enough coins stacked up to do that. I
mean, don't you got to figure that out, though, before the end of October this month?
Yeah, like, man, we definitely underprepared for it. Now, sticking with Trudeau, the indigenous community, they have a bone to pick with him.
Of course.
Lorena. So the lack of response was an added insult. BC First Nation response to Trudeau's apology. Now, I apologize. I cannot say this indigenous group properly, but the First Nation says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau lacks of response to attend an event in Kamloops, BC to honor the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation was an added insult.
So he doesn't get a fine?
Yeah, Lorena this morning with the jokes. So reconciliation starts with action. Real action and change is needed that supports healing, the revitalization of our language, culture, and tradition and ways of knowing, the First Nation said in a statement. So on Wednesday, Trudeau said his decision to vacation in Tofino, BC. It's weird, he vacationed in the middle of the week like that, but I guess when you're prime minister of a country, you could just kind of pick your vacation days, right? Mm-hmm. So his decision to vacation in Tofino, BC on the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation was a mistake, and said he has apologized directly to the indigenous community whose invitation he ignored that day. Like, you were invited to this. You were invited, he totally ignored it.
Of course.
They don't, yeah, listen.
The disrespect.
You would think like the Joyce thing didn't happen. You would think like, okay, they're just mad over the 1,000 years of disregard that we've treated indigenous people in Canada, you know, the status quo, mm-hmm. which is horrible. Mm-hmm. But we actively have an incident.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I'm forgetting, did we find kids under Catholic church schools all over the country?
We're still finding them.
This ain't the time to be ignoring the indigenous community. Where's the compassion from Trudeau? Where's the sympathy from Trudeau? So traveling, I'm going to quote Trudeau. So he goes, traveling on September 30th was a mistake and I regret it. This First Nation Day of Truth and Reconciliation was a time for indigenous people and non-indigenous people alike to reflect and connect. Think about the past, but also focus on the future. No, I want us to talk about the past. You know, too much focus on the future. Let's talk about the past action. What's the reparations for the indigenous people? Can we at least in Canada respect them? You know what I mean? God forbid that, you know, we've been asking them to respect visible minorities and black people for fucking forever. Excuse my language. This morning, I'm getting heated this morning. You came with the politics this morning. You got me heated. But our treatment of the indigenous people in this country has been just
horrible.
Oh, it's crazy. And Canadians think they're better than Americans, huh? Okay. Okay. Let's continue with the debate. Natural gas prices hikes will fuel inflation and hit low-income Canadians the hardest. Mm-hmm. If this is not enough. This is like we're all going to have to go back to candles just now.
Pretty much.
Candles and living in the woods.
Stocked up.
So after almost 2 years of supply shortages and cost increases due to the COVID-19 pandemic, here's one more thing that's going up in price this winter, natural gas. So you basically were just going to heat up one room. Or, you know, like moving 2-3 family members, get some, you know, West Indian people, you know, we got the big heavy duvet covers. Mm-hmm. Get them joints, dig those out. I know your mom got them somewhere in the closet, up in the thing or under the bed. My mom got like a million black garbage bags with like a million duvets. And I've always wondered myself, why do West Indian people need so many duvets?
Well, I think it's just black people in general, because my mom has a lot too.
But isn't it weird to you that, like, no matter where in the West Indies our parents come from, they all have, like, this underlying thing that they all do. Like, a lot of them come up and they just want to pack the house with all these figurines. We all had the thing with the glass. We all had the major radio. A lot of us had the plastic on our sofas. If you're like me, my mom flagged the whole living room with plants looking like the Amazon. But no matter where they come from, they all have the same underlying thing.
Yep.
What rule book? Is it a book that they have to read on a plane when they come up from the West Indies and they come to Canada? Like, yo, these are the things to move West Indies.
I don't know. Maybe they're just, somebody started it and they just decided to follow. Like, okay, that's the thing to do here in Canada.
So already a number of Canadian natural gas distributors have hiked their rates. So Fortis BC Energy Inc., British Columbia's largest natural gas distributor, warned in September it would increase rates starting in October, with the majority of customers expected to pay around $8 more a month. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but it adds up. You do have 12 months and it adds up. And people already are tight already. They're already budgeting. People are facing furloughs and being fired and so forth. So it's crazy. Can we talk about Valley Plante a little bit? You weren't here when I mentioned this, but I want to get your thoughts on this. So Mayor Plante is against making Montreal officially bilingual.
Yep.
Like, she's against that. So, okay, let me read the story and then we'll go into it. So Montreal Mayor Valley Plante, I just called her Valley Pair. It's early Montreal, bear with me. 8:16 in the morning, the more detail, the Myers and Gage, 90.3 FM. So Montreal Mayor Valley Plante said that she is completely at odds. What does that even mean?
Know.
It's either you're for it or you're against it. Are you for a bunch of being bilingual or you're against it? You're completely at odds. Listen, I've been watching Foundation on Apple. I'm hip to the government, okay? I'm hip to the lingo. We've interviewed a lot of politicians this year. I'm hip to the lingo. So she says she's completely at odds with making Montreal an official bilingual city, unlike one of her opponents in the mayoral race, Valerama Holmes. So Plante was invited to speak at the National Assembly hearing on Bill 96 on Tuesday evening and was asked by Minister responsible for the French language, Simon Jolin Barrette, what she thought of a candidate's plan to make the city of Montreal become bilingual and multicultural. Hold on a second. Last time I checked, we're already multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need no statement. We don't need no bill. We don't need no mayor. We don't need Legault to come out. We're already multicultural. Now, there's people in the city that want to make it seem like Montreal isn't what it is. We are a melting pot.
Yeah, I would agree.
Of a lot of different cultures. Pick a borough. Now, maybe not TMR. Maybe not Anjou. Maybe certain parts of the West Island. But even DJ Maddie, even Vaudreuil. A lot of visible minorities out there.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal is multicultural. I don't know what they were waiting for an election on that. Were we supposed to pass a vote to officialize this? I don't know. It's crazy. So the candidate in question, Valerama Holmes, would move to officially recognize Montreal as a bilingual city and promote multiculturalism. Makes total sense to me.
Yep, me too.
Why is Valley Plante at odds? I think today's what, day two of us waiting for her reply? I can't wait for her to come on the show. I can't wait. Yo, it's like Valerie Gate on the morning detour. I can't wait for her to come on the show. So in a statement of support for the principles in Bill 96, Plante said she hopes French becomes the social glue of the metropolis. Let's digress. Montreal might see the morning detour. How is French going to become the social glue? To me, it's the social divider.
The way that they're going about it, yeah.
I have no problem. Listen, you want Francophone to be the official language of the thing? That's cool. You know what I mean? But I was asking DJ Matty this morning, is it a numbers thing? Does it need to be a certain amount of Anglophones for us to be recognized? Like, what are the parameters? Let us know. First, we realize being bilingual, because like, there's a lot of English-speaking and other language-speaking individuals in this city.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. So she goes on to say, we have to promote the French language by giving ourselves the means and the tools to bring people together. I thought the language laws did that.
You would think.
It's not enough. Reason,
exactly. It's not enough for them.
Larita says it's not enough. Give it to me again. Larita says it's not enough, man. Under 31 days. November 7th, municipal elections. Revolting. We've reached out to Cordaire. Well, Larita's reached out to Cordaire and Valley Plante and of the likes and Balarama. So he was going to sit down with us. You know, our little humble morning show, a little urban morning show. Truth is delivered here, hopefully. So I didn't talk about this in the morning, but the other day, Facebook, IG, WhatsApp was down. Twitter felt like it won the ultimate race.
Yeah, Twitter was there. Gmail, too.
Gmail's down, too. Gmail's linked up, too.
Yep.
These companies got to stop being linked up to each other. Can I hear how one goes down, everything goes down? Like, we got to stop the link up. And then Zuckerberg loses $5.9 billion in a day, but then he'll make it back in, like, 2 hours.
Exactly. So I didn't understand why that was a headline.
Like, why they made a headline? But there's a lot of things going on. You know, Facebook, you know, its stock came under pressure from two fronts. One unusually long outage of its namesake platform, Instagram and WhatsApp. A mistake likely costing the company tens of millions of dollars in revenue. In the latest quarter, it brought in around $330 million a day in sales. Imagine that. Facebook brings in about $330 million a day. I can't wrap my mind around that. Facebook last offered a blackout like this in 2019 when the network shut down for 14 hours a decade earlier in 2008 and went dark for a day. That was crazy. That was crazy. But I asked myself, we should have a contingency plan for if all social media fails. Like, people should be, like, open, like, you know what? We have this thing called a telephone. We have this thing called, you know, I could pull up and say, what's up? We could write letters. I miss the days. You know, me personally, remember in high school, we used to write the letters and exchange to each other in between periods?
No, we had a way of communicating because we are that generation that dealt with both ways. So I think if it did, like, fall apart for whatever reason, I think we would be okay. But the younger generation, that would be something that we would have to work on.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, how does this work? Okay, so I'm supposed to have interesting conversation for like 30, 45 hour minutes at a time.
Yeah, but like, I can't. Kids need to go outside and actually play with each other.
With
like,
no emoji? With no emoji? With no emoji, no filter? Oh, man, Arkany. Arkany. But this is a reality with, you know, with the way of the world going right now, with these mandates, and I'm about to get into some real environmental stuff in a few minutes here. We might have to go back to the old ways. We might have to go back to the letters and go back to the phones and go back. Hey, listen, let's link up on the stoop. You remember the stoop
life?
Well,
with the way gas is going.
We got to go back to the string phones.
Yeah, we're going to have to take it back. We're going to have to, somebody's going to have to teach the younger generation, like, this is how it was done, because this is what you might be doing in a few months.
People are laughing because you call me the shadiest person ever.
Because they know it's true. They know it's true.
Because I'm a straightforward person?
Oh, now it's called straightforward.
So I'm not straightforward?
Okay, so when I was straightforward, what was it then?
No, no. Listen, everyone thinks you're like this nice, sweet, cuddly teddy bear.
I am nice.
Listen.
I am nice.
Shade queen. You and Sade, a trip. But let's talk about this. This is not a trip. Extreme heat exposure in cities has tripled in just a few decades, scientists warn. So extreme urban heat exposure has dramatically increased since the early 1980s, with the total exposure tripling over the past 35 years. How hot is it going to get? Are we just going to be walking around in thongs and speedos? Like, where are we going with this? So today, about 1.7 billion people, nearly one quarter of the global population, live in urban areas where extreme heat exposure has risen, as we show in a new study released October 4th, 2021. So the story that emerges is one of the rapidly increasing heat exposure with poor and marginalized people particularly at risk. That's crazy. So nearly two-thirds of the global increase in urban exposure to extreme heat was in sub-Saharan Africa. I can't even say that. You put too much vowels next to each other. It gets kind of shady for me. What's that, the S-A-H-A? It's a lot of A's in that word. So sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia, this is in part because of climate change and the urban heat island effect. Temperatures in urban areas are higher because of the materials used to build roads and buildings. Let's go back to building huts. Everybody bougie now. Everybody wants to have hard walls. Everybody wants to be soundproof. Everybody wants Alexa plugged in everywhere. Let's go back to huts. Let's wear leaves because, you know, you're hot with all the cotton and all that. Let's go back to huts. So, extreme heat on one side. Let me give you another flip side. The UN warns over 5 billion people could struggle to access water by 2050. A new water roll is going to come.
Yeah, but we see that in, like, where Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They had, like, a water shortage. They weren't telling you to, like, flush the toilet all the time. And
yo, well, first of all, we got to start clamping down. All those people in the suburbs trying to keep their lawn nice. Listen, we're done with the lawns. We're going to keep the natural trees on your property. We'll keep those going, but let's cut down the lawns. Let's cut the lawn. Valley Pond got to look at some of her parks with all these water. The other day I walked by the water. It's going crazy like it's a water park. Ain't nobody out there. So more than 5 billion people could have a difficulty accessing water in 2050. The United Nations warned Tuesday, urging leaders to seize the initiative at the COP26 summit. I'd like to be invited to one of these climate summits at one point. I want to know what's really going on behind these closed doors. So already in 2018, 3.6 billion people have inadequate access to water. Remember Flint, Michigan? Mm-hmm. For at least 1 month per year, said a new report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization. And even Singh was talking about the water that our indigenous people are messing with, that ain't the one either.
No.
But they want to fight about language. They worry about all these other stuff. What about clean water for our indigenous people?
They don't care because it doesn't affect them.
And people elected Trudeau again. We need to wake up to the looming water crisis, said WMO Chief Pateri Talis. He has a lot of A's in his name, too. The WMO stressed that over the last 20 years, the levels of water stored on land, on the surface, in the subsurface, in snow and ice, had dropped at a rate at 1 centimeter per year. Hold on. On the surface? In the subsurface? In the snow? In the ice? Damn. The biggest losses are Antarctica, Greenland, but many highly populated lower latitude locations are experiencing significant water losses in areas that traditionally provide water supplies to the WMO. Meanwhile, water-related hazards have increased in frequency over the past 20 years. Since 2000, flood-related disasters have risen by 134% compared with the previous two decades. Extreme heat, shortage of water, but more water-related incidents.
Yeah.
It's fair to say, if the planet was a woman, she's feeling kind of a way.
No, it's really on something. But you can even see it here now. Like, we're in October. It's October 8th, and the weather is...
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday was hot, like, end of August kind of hot, and then today's kind of cool.
No, but even later on today, it's going to get a bit more hot.
And did you see... It's going to get more hot later today. And did you see that fog about a couple days ago? That fog was crazy. I thought I was in a Harry Potter movie. I'm like, okay, is this the end? Did I die in my sleep?
Oh, gosh.
Did you see the fog?
No, I did see the fog.
No, Burgundy's... No, okay, you're not in Burgundy anymore, but the fog in downtown was different. Like, downtown wasn't that much, but uptown was crazy.
Yeah, so was LaSalle.
Well, LaSalle's different. Oh. Well, I'm moving there anyway, so I'm down with LaSalle.
I felt the shade.
No, see, that's not... the amount of times I big up LaSalle on the show, but yeah, you feel the shade.
I'm just playing. What's next?
Topic? No, there's nothing next because people are hitting me up talking about, yo, Lavinia's calling you the shadiest person in the world. So now everybody's going to roll with that, like, oh, you're the shady. I'm a very straightforward
person.
Well,
you're the one that tried to tell people, I'm
the calm in the storm?
No. I can't remember what it is that you were saying.
That you didn't want to be my friend when I met you?
No. No, no, no.
Oh, that you're fake nice?
No, you tell people I'm fake
nice. No, I never said you're fake nice. I said, tell people you're fake nice. I said, Luna's a nice person, but she's into trap, and she can get a little mixy. She can get a little dicey.
Oh, I don't know what it was. I can't remember. It was something dark.
DJ Maddie, give me some more music, man. Watch out my city. When we come back, Lavinia's gonna give you some community updates and entertainment news. There's a lot of things going on, I promise you. This is the Morning Detour, the best morning show in the country. We own Fridays. This is the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I'm motivated why they hate it, cause they dreams faded. I did it talking and they action, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad we made
Montreal.
It.
All these other clowns, they don't do vibes like us.
I've been working.
If you're at work, put us on loud. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend every Friday. The Morning Detour, 7 to 9 next week. We're doing our special 4 hours, our 3-year anniversary. We on Fridays.
The way my heart beat, it's hard to get next to me. Double bread, baby, loyalty. Real ones only, it's only right to protect my energy. It's only right to keep a few around me. Real ones only, since a youngin' I've been going so hard. Trouble as I'm on my way up. Had a vision so clear. Knew what I wanted, no fear. Not everybody wanna see you win, or even doing better than them. You gotta keep your eyes wide.
I'm motivated why they hate it, cause they dreams faded. I did it talking and they action, man, I'm glad we made it. All these other clowns, man, they overrated. I've been working real hard, can't exaggerate it.
Got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Trying to wash away my sins, I've been doing dirt. If I press a button on you, going to church. Load them in them, going to work. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Putting it in for all my dogs and never made it home. Spending nights all in the booth and I been staying long. Trying to chase 100 million, it won't take me long. When all these went against me, it just made me strong. And I don't.
Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Trying to wash away my sins, I've been doing dirt. If I press a button on you, going to church. Load them in them, going to work. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. We slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Putting it in for all my dogs and never made it home. Spending nights all in the booth and I been staying alone.
Trying to chase 100 million, it won't take me long. When all these went against me, it just made me strong. And I don't need nobody help, I do it by myself. Been taking risks before the fame, I keep it by my belt. Ain't have a dollar to my name, you don't know how I feel. So how the f*** judge me when you ain't never love me? Going to war with I grew up with trying to slug me. Used to hug that corner every night, but it ain't hug me. Sipping on a quarter hug, grimy, thirsty, hungry. Streets for my religion, left my mama for my homies. And we all slide, if he all sighs. When they call my homies slipping, it's like we all die. Thinking about the coast together, that day we all cry. Popping, we all high. Turn me savage, I got traumatized from homicides and all these caskets. Got me on my mind, can't go outside without that ladder. I grew up in failure where your dreams will get shattered. Bullets hit the window, all you seen was scatter. It don't matter. Love my daddy, kindergarten, I got better. When I was 12, was living in hell and lighting that gas up. So by my dog, no, we gon' mess up.
Got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Trying to wash away my sin, cause I've been doing dirt. If I press your button on you, going to church. Load them 30s and them glasses, they're going to work. When we slide,
we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide,
we slide.
We slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide,
we slide. Yeah, yeah, my code offended, say he can't take no time. Say call the police, like Mary J. Blige. The federalists picked him up, this ain't no state time. I told him the safest way to talk is on a FaceTime. Yeah, slide in that Lamborghini, slide in the Buick. Fish parquet, clean diamonds, no cubic. My brother down the road with an iPhone. Told him don't get used to that, he know I'm getting him back home. I cry still tears and don't know why, why. They pulled his reels first, they told him we gon' let it fly. Gon' let it fly. My mama told me let my pride stay to the side. But I had drunk it like a pint. I made a mistake and killed the player. Keep the Glock when I pray, cause he won't save us. Yeah, they let a rat kill my neighbor. If I knew you would hang, would've told my dog, do me a favor. We slide.
Yeah, Montreal, my city, 8:32 in the morning. The best morning show in the city. DJ Manny, the ones and twos. Lolo's in the buildings. Coming up next, community update, entertainment news.
You gonna lie, you gonna love me.
Hey.
I was getting bras way before I got the money.
We always play the best hip hop.
Since I've been a star, they don't love me.
DJ, I see you.
When the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big back, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out. Out, poke it out.
My regard said a bras that thought I was done. Niggas,
I just wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Hey, yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, stick it out. Poke it out.
My regard said a bras that thought I was done. Pick a side, and die in a jump. I've been letting things slide, they trying too hard. Cause I ain't left the city once, still travel abroad. I'm back on my bar. The stick in the Honda Civic, we in the car service. I really just mind my business and pray that God sort them. Can't really be long-winded, you talking short money. Today we not cost-cutting, can you stick it out? Told me she was quarantining, brand new out. And there might be a couple weeks to make them bounce. So I mean it when I be like, what's the turn around? No, really, turn around. Okay, I just wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no ceiling. Stick it out, poke it out. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, yeah, she got a little bus, so what? Big bag, she can show enough. Stick it out, poke it out. Yeah, stick it out, poke it out. Yeah.
Turn around, I wanna see. Do it look like how I look on IG? Bad from every angle, she got herself a trainer. I know that can't help but take a little peek. Cold world and Folar and co-starring. We both flexing, Bo Jackson's, Bo Garden. These cap that rap with piss po jargon. My latest whip, my latest chick was Bo Foreign. I know all my hoes miss me. I've been a since I hit elementary. She know who run it, the one that keep it hunted. To find a better you gon' have to live a century. Evidently, the coach can't bench me. The franchise player, I don't know how to miss. And they can't buy a layup. I'm anti what they are. I can't take my eyes off your pants, I swear. Girl, you shining like a Montclair. I'm thinking we should dip like the camera in air. If you the big stepper, I'm the landmine here. That's the one they know they can't come near.
I just wanna see if you gon' lie, you gon' love me. I was getting bras way before I got the money. Honey, since I've been a star, they don't love me. The ceiling got stars when the star got no.
The morning D20 on on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You know, when we get here, it's dark as hell in the morning. Now the sun is rising at 8:35 in the morning. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, alongside Larina PR. Larina, what's going on in the community, in entertainment? Where are you going to start first this morning?
We're going to start with some events that's happening around Montreal this week. So first we have the Human Weighted Blanket. So
we're talking about blankets again?
Well, it's a thing. It's happening. Montreal's art activist Red Jay is having an event for World Mental Health Day that marks the official launch of Human Weighted Blanket video. This is a pandemic-related mental health... pandemic-related mental health deterioration. So guests are invited to come and partake in a 10 to 15-minute touch therapy session with four specially trained professionals in the fields of somatic bodywork, platonic touch therapy, professional massage, and professional cuddling.
Okay, hold on. I could have gone to school and become a professional cuddler.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the most affectionate of person, but, you know, if the paycheck was right, you know me, I love a new hustle.
Well, I mean, I did read back when we were in college, like psychology, like that whole field would be like a big thing.
Hold on. I got to Google touch therapy. What is touch therapy?
And especially since the pandemic happened and people were like on lockdown and social distancing.
Yeah, some people weren't getting hugs.
Exactly.
So for those that want to know, touch therapy is a type of therapeutic treatment in which the therapist physically touches the subject in a specific way, including reflexology and various other forms. I'm interested in this specific way, Larina, but that's good. So how much is this thing?
Well, it's free, actually. So it's happening on World Mental Health Day, which is October 10th. It's from 11 to 5 p.m., and it's at 3487 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. Of course, you must reserve because they have to follow COVID protocols, and you have to have your vaccine passport. So you can go and reserve on Eventbrite if that is something that does interest you. Another thing that's happening really soon is MTL Connect. So between October 12th and 17th during Montreal Digital Week, MTL Connect is here. It will be a hybrid event. They have over 300 speakers covering topics like cybersecurity, digital identity, sustainable development, fintech and e-commerce, robotics, your favorite artificial intelligence, the future of education and future of work. They'll also have over 500 exhibitors. You can log on to mtlconnect.ca and get a free ticket, which is called their Explore Pass. Or you could get another type of ticket, but the minimum is like $200 for those tickets.
I definitely want an AI. I want a cyborg or something. I want an AI. But would you get an artificial intelligence or a robot or whatever you want to call it of yourself, or you'll make it somebody else? Like you want?
I had to get one, it would be like somebody else, I guess. That would be weird if it's me.
I think my personality, I don't know how you break down the totality of my personality. I think if you were to put that in a machine, I think it just overloaded. There's so many nuances to my being. It might be a bit much.
I think that would be a lot. Two Ians?
Watch the shade. Weezies. Oh, I'm not shady. Watch it. Oh, two Weezies? Is that why I don't have kids?
No. I didn't say that.
I've contemplated often, like, if I were to have a son or a daughter, like, I don't know if you could pack all of this. All this energy into a girl. She might be too much. She might be a little bit off-putting, no?
Yeah, but then she might have the mother's personality. It balances out.
Oh, madness.
Unless, like, the mother is also, like, a lot.
You never know. I had a wild 20s. What would be crazy for the book that you and I is writing, and you know it's a bestseller when I get to the lake house. Wouldn't it be crazy if someone were to pop up, like, 5 years from now, yo, here's your 16-year-old son?
Jaquan.
Jaquan.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that while it would be your child. You'd have to, I guess, you know, adjust your lifestyle, adjust your life to bring, you know, to raise this child.
I guess so.
Moving on, though, but talking about kids, Womenpreneur, they're having their next pop-up shop, and it's, like, all about kidpreneurs. So if you have a child or know a child between the ages of 5 to 17 years old that has their own business or maybe a hobby, you can definitely have them reach out to Womenpreneurs. They're having their pop-up shop October 30th between 12 to 7 p.m. at Caribbean Food Factory. So you can hit them up on Instagram at womenpreneurs_MTL. Or the other organizer, I am Onisha Lewis. or you can send them an email to womenpreneurs19@gmail.com, which is womenpreneurs 19@gmail.com, and have the kids sign up. I think it's going to be really fun because it is coincides with Halloween, and it also motivates kids to, you know, start their own business.
Yeah, listen, man, you got to start early, man. You can't work for somebody your whole life. But I would like to say starting your own business is hard in terms of, like, not the startup of it, but managing it. It's an all-day thing. This ain't no 9 to 5.
No, it is hard, especially because it's kids. So a lot of the work goes for the parents to do, right? Mm-hmm. So the parents do their regular jobs, and then they have to help their kids with the business and everything else they have going on. So it is a lot, but I do appreciate when I do see kids that have their own business. So I'll definitely be there to support, and that's on October 30th. So this weekend at the Women's Show, I did meet somebody from a distillery in Quebec called Stadacone. They have gin. So they actually have a distillery where you could go and take a tour. They actually also have an escape room, which I thought is pretty cool. Because I didn't think a distillery would have an escape room. And
listen,
then,
sorry to cut you. I feel like you really want to do an escape room. But I feel you will get frustrated. I've never been in a situation with you where our back, see your face? Yeah, yeah. See, Maddie, I'm glad that you're here, Maddie. I'm glad you're here to see the face, because when I tell people, they think it's just me. I didn't even finish my idea yet. She's ready to kill me.
No,
I'm saying, we've never been in a pressure situation like that where it's like, oh my gosh, we're in an escape room. How are we going to get out? I don't know how you're going to act in that situation. Are you good with critical thinking? Are you good with deduction?
Well, I remain really calm under pressure, so there wouldn't be no, like, panic. And I think that's really important. But I did an escape room before. We lost. That was okay.
How long were you guys in there?
I can't remember because it was a while ago that we went. It was like three or four years ago. Okay. I don't know. But I think it's super cool that they have it. And you can also do a tasting as well while you're there. It's $22.50 per person. You do have to reserve. They have a lot of tours that are in French, but they do have a few slots in English as well. So if anybody's looking for something to do, you could take a drive down to Quebec and visit the distillery.
Hey.
And the gin is actually really good. They have like a sangria gin.
Are you going to send us a sample?
Possibly. I don't know.
Hey, listen. Yo, we having juice. You know, that used to be our bag when we were in studio in downtown. By Miguel, we haven't juiced.
Are we supposed to say that?
Listen, everybody know what we're on, man.
But you can get their stuff at the SAQ. But yeah, if you want to, you know, do something a little bit more special, especially during this time, since, you know, it's a little crazy, you could definitely visit. Other things that are happening again: Big Will Comedy on October 23rd at Baba Zazu, 7 p.m.
Sell not fast. Yeah.
It is. So go to bigwill.com immediately so that you can reserve and get your tickets, or give him a call at 514-434-4426. We have Black Montreal Experiences that are still going on, and thankfully the weather is really nice, so definitely reserve your experience to go take the walks at the different locations. And then also what's happening October 17th is a new Versus. We have KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, the OGs. KRS-One got real bars. KRS-One.
But so does Big Daddy Kane too.
Yeah, but you know, there's no Jay-Z without Big Daddy Kane.
And you're going to see, too, the performance level for these two are amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's going to be a show.
It is going to be a show. I think it's going to take us back to, like, the Dipset versus the Lox. But we're going to see the originals.
And we're going to see both sides actually coming, showing up to play.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, I think so.
Your boy Keith Sweat need to come back, man.
To drink responsibility? No, that was Bobby that said that.
Yeah, I need Keith Sweat to come back.
Well, Keith is a legend, so you never know.
Tyrese needs to do one, like him versus Genuine or something. Like let Ty. Like, what's wrong with living it today with the side eye, my dude? Like, what's up?
I love Tyrese. I really do. He's a talent.
He's more than Transformer, okay, Larina? No, he's more than Fast and Furious. He's more than Fast and Furious.
No, he is. He's an amazing artist, singer, songwriter, all of that. He is amazing. But I know when he was in TGT with Tank and Genuine,
yeah,
that was a mess.
Yo, you can't put three top gallus in the same team.
Yeah, but they're all best friends.
Yeah, but even friends, like, you know, like we're best friends, but like we kick off sometimes. But it's not no hate stuff, but like even best friends kick off sometimes.
No, I know, but that was a miss. Like, he needs to just, like, I don't think musical group projects and, are for him.
No, but he could do a battle. I feel like him versus Tank, I think there's something there.
Maybe, if he's not mad at them that day.
Listen, I love when Tyrese gets on the rant. It's great. It's great. It's great content.
Well, moving on to more entertainment. Over the week, B2K made some headlines.
You can't call them B2K if they're no longer together. The group formerly known, the group of men formerly known that made up B2K.
The B and the K is there, I guess.
Little fizz boy.
So the Millennium Tour started up again after COVID. It was canceled for a bit, so they're back on the road. So during their first show in L.A., Little Fizz came out on Omarion's set and apologized for dating the mother of his children, April Jones, back in 2019. So he is quoted as saying, "I don't think it would be right if I didn't take this moment, bro, to publicly apologize to you. I did some effed up stuff to my brother, and I'm not proud of it, man." So a few days after that, Omarion was seen in the airport by TMZ, and they asked about the apology. And he said, "Nothing was expected. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely appropriate."
Okay, this is my thing. Can I go now?
Yeah.
I feel we're like skipping Shannon in the morning, but it's hip hop. This is my thing now. Why? Why not, Lil Fizz? You already did it. You know, I watched Love and Hip Hop when I was going down. What's going down? When it comes to dealing with women, sometimes it gets kind of convoluted. It gets kind of great. But as men, we have like we have that one rule. Like, you guys were in a group. Like, it was kind of deep. Mm-hmm. You guys were in a group together.
They grew up together.
Only basically. God knows what the manager did to them or what kind of bonding to trauma they had. Mm-hmm. Bro, this is your bandmate. It's different. It was just like, yo, a dude from your neighborhood.
Yeah.
We, you know, acquaintance. We kind of know each other. We not deep like that. I could talk to your baby mom. But y'all were deep. And then you come on stage to make it all about you again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come on stage on the man set, when you could just pull him up beside the man, like, why do people feel the need to make everything such a spectacle? But I guess it's a celebrity thing.
I think it is a celebrity thing. And I think because, like, people say, like, oh, it was kind of humiliating for Omarion publicly. Like, he should apologize.
Well, the apology was humiliating, too. Like, bro, like, why are you still talking about this on stage, on my set, when you could just pull me back in the trailer?
Well, maybe because the money is a little low. Maybe that's why.
No, Omarion is not going to bring Lil Fizz on the next move. I'm telling you that straight.
He's definitely not, because he also said at the airport, don't expect no B2K music happening.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's like, I'm not lending my voices to nothing. We knew what him coming on stage was. April's bad, though. I ain't gonna lie. See, if I was Lil Fizz, I would have hit April on the low and just keep it moving. But no, you want to have a full-on relationship and be on Love and Hip Hop. I wouldn't have done that.
So, not only are you shady.
No, not my shit. But they, you know, they wasn't together no more. They separated. He left, too. They wasn't together no more.
They weren't together, but like you said, there should be certain rules.
Hold it. I think we're getting the top plumber. Hold on. Plumber Matt, look. What happened? You drop off? You look taller. What's going on? What's going on? Auntie Yvonne in the building. The anniversary's next week. So what you say now? So I'm shady and I'm what?
That was
cold-blooded.
Some creep vibes.
No. Creep vibes is, when I think about a creep, I think about the guy that kind of stays in the corner of the club and is kind of like lurking at you. That's a creep. Don't call me a creep. No, I'm a creep. I'm a moon chaser. I'm from the dark side of the moon.
That's what they're calling it now, kids. Moving on. Ex-NBA players have been arrested.
Who that?
So 18 former NBA players have been arrested for alleged involvement in $4 million insurance fraud schemes.
Damn.
So the players are accused of submitting about $4 million worth of fake medical and dental reimbursement claims from 2017 to 2020. From these false claims, the 18 former NBA stars reportedly profited a total of $2.5 million in payments.
In total, or each one of them got that? Because that's not so much we got divided by 18 people.
Yeah, it says in total. And then Terrence Williams is also accused of pocketing an additional $230,000 for his alleged involvement in helping the others file their false claims. He's also listed as the ringleader of the operation. So some of the players that have been announced are players like Glenn Davis, Shannon Brown.
You're lying.
William Bynum, Gregory Smith.
Bynum?
Darius Miles.
Shannon Brown for Monica?
Mm-hmm. and Sebastian
Telfair. Yep. Stop it. We see Sebastian Telfair. That he's related to Marbury. You already know all them Coney Island dudes in New York, how they move with it. I want to say this. Can they put me on the next scheme? Because I view it like kind of like a long distance runner, right? Like, mm-hmm. like you think to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to dope. I'm going to do this the right way. I'm just going to run thing. But let's be honest. You know what I mean? Croatia's cheating. Russia's cheating. Everybody's cheating. I want us to be on the next scheme. Can we be a part of the next scheme? Hopefully we won't get caught.
I'm good. But if you are listening, reach out to Weezy Moon Chaser. He wants to be a part of this.
But if you benefit off the scheme without knowing, indirectly.
If I didn't know, I didn't know. But I don't.
Okay, we all don't know. Okay, we all don't know. Okay.
All of a sudden. So those involved are facing charges of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Prosecutors are seeking to confiscate any and all property, real or personal, that constitutes or is derived directly or indirectly from the alleged scheme.
Sebastian Telfair is going to go move to China and link up with Marbury. Shannon Brown's going to call Monica and hopefully get back to... So Shannon Brown was cheating mm-hmm. and doing schemes?
Yeah. Supposedly he bought somebody like a house, opened up somebody's business.
Damn.
Yeah.
Livia, what's going on with these professional athletes? This is a crazy time.
It's wild. Another thing that's wild that always seems to happen is Dave Chappelle whenever he releases a Netflix special. So he just released one on October 5th called The Closer. Mm-hmm. The comedian was heard defending rapper DaBaby and author J.K. Rowling for controversial comments they previously made about the LGBTQ+ community. The comedian also speaks about the criticism he received from jokes about the trans community that is featured in his previous Netflix specials. So there are organizations like GLAAD that said Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. And the National Black Justice Coalition said, with 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States, the majority of whom are Black transgender people, Netflix should know better. Perpetrating transphobia perpetrates violence. Netflix should immediately pull The Closer from its platform and directly apologize to the transgender community.
Okay. So on the special before, mm-hmm. first of all, Chappelle never said anything detrimental about the trans community.
Yep.
He said factual stuff.
Yes.
He says the LGBT community and the trans community runs the world. Mm-hmm. Where's the lie? So where can someone take from that and say, you know what? I'm going to take that and make it derogatory and I'm going to attack trans people. It's a fact. They run the world. And that's all he said. I haven't watched The Closer yet. But it's crazy that, like, we make jokes about everybody.
Yep.
Like, no matter if you're Black, white, Chinese, purple, green, purple, or blue, comedians make jokes about everybody.
Yep.
So why is this specific group off limits? Everybody gets made fun jokes. Black, white, everybody gets made fun jokes. Fat, skinny, different. Why do this group feel that they're so special that they can't be made jokes of? And it's just jokes. It's satire.
But I also think that people don't fully watch... I think a lot of people, like somebody made a headline that probably just didn't understand where he was coming from. And now people are reading that headline and just all of a sudden it's canceled Dave Chappelle again. Because I listened to it. I didn't get to watch everything. But he made some valid points. He was just comparing it to Black people and the fight that we've been going on. And we've gotten nowhere. But he said, but for them, their community, they've been able to make a lot of progress, which is great.
Yeah, and how has that progress been happening? Because a lot of people that are in power identify with that group, and that's mm-hmm. how that plays out. We still have places in the States where the legislation still has like that 13th Amendment and all that stuff going on as well. But they get everything passed.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person makes a factual observation, now they should be canceled. That's what I understand. And that's why they're having a hard time getting Dave Chappelle out of there, because he didn't attack them with jokes.
No.
He attacked them with common sense and factual information.
Yeah.
So his jokes are not based on opinions. It's based on the reality of the world that we live in.
Yeah. He didn't say anything where he's not throwing any like hate towards them. Yeah. He's not trying to fight them or saying like anything bad. It was honestly, whenever you watch his specials, there is a lesson to be learned. There's some hard truths that are in there, but he puts it in a way that's more like, you know, obviously funny. He even talked about a comedian that he had open for him, and the comedian was trans, and he talked about their relationship and what happened in the end, especially with his last Netflix special where he talked about trans people. That person got dragged online. There was a lot of negative stuff that came to that person's way, and then at the end, that person ended up committing suicide.
Damn.
So you see also, too, what online can do with all of that hate coming your way, especially if you're not prepared or used to it like he is, unfortunately. So,
yeah, people, you know, we see with our professional athletes, too. They're consuming all the online comments. These people don't know you. But I guess it's hard when you keep seeing all the things pop up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We got to go back to living in huts and writing letters to each other and passing to each other on the road.
People just need more empathy. People need to move with love and not trying to always be on the defense.
Why are people so against harsh truths? Why, like, if it is what it is, if this is what it is, and that's what Chappelle paints, and that's always been Chappelle's brand, to be just offer a satire on society that we all kind of see, but nobody wants to kind of frame it up in that manner. And he does it very intelligently, and it's funny too, right? My only thing, everybody should get them jokes.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to get them jokes.
Yeah, but that's been a problem in comedy, all the censorship.
Yeah. Everybody should get them jokes, man. It's PC culture that we live in. 8:55 in the morning, Montreal, my city. The morning detour. Lolo in the building. Well, hopefully they won't cancel us. We didn't say nothing bad.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, shout out to Queer FM, the longest running gay and lesbian radio show in Canada. I was on there about 2 years ago, shutting that down. BC, shout out to DJ Denise, doing big things out there. DJ Maddie, how you want to close this out? You know what? Play me the legato with the saxophone. Give him a taste. I'm gonna get him a little preview for next week. Next week, Montreal. Luina, I want to congratulate you on a great job producing 3 years of Urban Morning Show. They told us we couldn't do it. We've had more drama than a Young and the Restless episode.
Well, congratulations to you too.
You could have wrote books. Years. It's been a revolving door here, like a Walmart employee center.
Oh my goodness.
It's been politics as usual. But if we don't do the best, the number one morning show on CKT and in the city, give me the number of who does, and we're just gonna kill it. So it's as simple as that. You ready to go? Okay, we're gonna feature DJ Maddie's artist Legato here. He's real proud. This is his Kanye, so hopefully he doesn't lose him.
Let's get him a mic for next week.
No, he was talking beautifully on the intro, but you know, say he. I think you know he's afraid of the shade that you cast once you come in the studio.
What?
Hey, yo, Maddie, give me the thing. Scratch me. Give.
Your mother for the sound of champion sound, clean out sound. God bless sound. You hear that? I'm here for your money, Philip.
I want the saxophone. Now give me this one. Give me the saxophone one. It's 8:57. I got 2 minutes. Give me the saxophone thing. Montreal, my city, thank you so much. The last 3 years, you guys have supported us. You've tuned in every Friday from 7 to 9 on your way to work. Thank you to CKT for trusting myself and Lorena, our vision. We're trying to go with it, but we're doing things. I ain't leaving until Maddie played me that legato with a saxophone. Y'all need to hear this. I apologize for the West Indian bad words this morning. Shout out to Father Maddie. Shout out to Aunt Yvonne. Come true with the blessings. Give thanks.
The morning detour on CKUT 90.3.
Big things are going. Legato.
Hey!
Montreal, my city!
Killing of the one!
We see Mo Chaser, the Gardens of the Galaxy.
Hey, my dear Philip, don't be kill.
Yeah.
Everything in the door.
They're not ready for
you
this.
Get up on the beat now.
Legato.
Jump on you all the day.
This is championship music.
Your mother Philip, them not expect this.
Let's go.
The pussy, them feel like so. We saw a friend in a war, I may be a talk. Now tell me, say you're bad, cause you're not bad at bumble class. In a your face, you talk up, pull up and park. You want your body, man, friend, I got the dog. Jump on. All them attack when I fear them. Everything I dead when I go spare them. Hey, Maddie Philip, that not bumble cloud. We need for pay bus fare, much less for fair them. Maddie Philip son, send the pussy underground. I chew them love chat, shut out them ears jump. The pussy them nah no dub. Maddie Philip, I go send them on. We send them underground. Chew them love chat, shut out them ears jump.
Smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions. even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Activist responses to the pandemic in Kenya. A webinar co-hosted by CKUT and Alternatives, with presentations by Gashiki Gashiki from the Matari Social Justice Center in Nairobi, documentary filmmaker Zahra Mulu, Suhail Omar, an organizer with Mutual Aid Kenya. This conversation will be moderated by Stefan Christoph of Free City Radio. It will be broadcast on Wednesday, October 13th from 2 to 3 p.m. as part of a series of discussions with activists around the world looking at how social movements and community organizers have been organizing surrounding the pandemic crisis. For more information, visit alternatives.ca. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.